Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for July 30th, 2012. In cryptid news, an update on the Utah Goatman that was recently sighted in the hills of Utah. After identifying a man wearing a costume clumsily stalking goats, a man told his story to authorities. Apparently, the man in goat's clothing contacted them and stated he was getting ready to hunt goat in Canada for archery season and was testing out his hunting camouflage, which consisted solely of a homemade goat costume. Even though the story is explained, the man is still unidentified. It's been 4 years since the Montauk Monster took the social media world by storm. And now in Brooklyn, New York, a similar creature has been found near the iconic Brooklyn Bridge. Just as conspiracy theories flew that the Montauk Monster was the product of a secret laboratory research project gone awry, this creature story is getting the same cover-up feeling due to the quick dismissal by park employees. Park officials stated that this was more than likely just a discarded cooked pig, but many parts of the animal do not resemble a pig. Now, the East River Monster, as it's been called so far, is thought to be potentially an alien or some other genetic freak of creature. More than likely, this is just a raccoon, just like its Montauk cousin. Some wonder why these animals turn up in this region. Well, the ocean has currents, which in this part of the world go from south to north along the eastern U.S. coast. Long Island happens to run out into the ocean, so anything flowing along the current will become deposited here. Animals tend to bloat from decomposition and lose their hair and fur due to being in the water and will float, which again makes them easier to turn up on shore. Odds are there are animals washed up all the time but are quickly returned to nature. Since everyone carries a camera in the last few years, more of these animals are turning up in stories. In UFO news, the television show Chasing UFOs is coming under fire for its content. No, it's not from internet bloggers, but from the television show's hosts themselves. The hosts are reacting to bad reviews and critical evaluation that the show seems faked and staged. The trio of hosts publicly complain that they feel the producers are out for more of an entertainment theme than for educating the public or finding the truth. They felt National Geographic would attempt to find the truth rather than stick to merely entertaining audiences. Well, if Doomsday Preppers wasn't clue enough, these people need to understand that television is all about entertainment. UFO sightings in Canada reached near record high levels last year. Ufology Research, a group that has tracked UFO sightings in Canada since 1989, recorded 986 sightings in 2011. The record of 1,004 sightings was set in 2008. A majority of these reports are admittedly false reports due to lights, planes, or other objects that are perceived as unidentified, according to the group. Residents in a northeast South Carolina area have reported strange lights in the sky. Numerous witnesses reported strangely moving colored lights that seemed to defy physics. Several reports were made with MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, which described various formations of blinking lights moving across the sky. Local aviation and military officials claim that nothing was tracked on radar. And in paranormal conferences and conventions, in the month of August, we have the A Ghost Conference, August 3rd to the 5th, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The 2012 Mid-South Paranormal Convention, also August 3rd to the 5th, in Louisville, Kentucky. And the 2012 Las Vegas Paracon at Bonnie Springs Ranch, August 31st through September 2nd, in Blue Diamond, Nevada. To see my full list of events, be sure to visit paranewsinsider.com. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.